a final key note in here is, if the duck and the chicken, you might not have to actually get to a conclusion. You can get to a conclusion in your metaphor, but you can also leave it open. When we leave it open, a metaphor that's left open, we might consider it an open loop. So you talk about the chicken and the rabbit trying to communicate, and you might just pause the story there and close off the story. Perhaps another pattern interrupt. Oh, it's time. So you have another pattern interrupt or something, something. And the man goes away from the meeting, and the man continues to wonder, or his unconscious continues to wonder, how did the duck and chicken resolve that thing? And the man walks away with an open loop, and our brains don't like open loops. Our brains want to close loops. When we do our NLP training, we open up a lot of loops to have your brains making new connections. And a lot of people walk away from the first training sessions we do, like in a bit of dazed and confused state. And that's because we've opened up a lot of loops, and we do that on purpose so that in the following weeks, your brain is on extra high alert trying to get new information, and your brain will get new information. Our training isn't designed to make you feel comfortable. It's designed to get you to mastery. So it has a lot of these open loops. So you walk away and your brain's trying to figure out, how does the rabbit and the chicken learn to communicate? So the man walks away, and for the following days or perhaps weeks or even at night, his brain is trying to close that loop. So how did the story finish? How did the story finish? And as he tries to finish that story or perhaps figures out a solution for the rabbit and the chicken, the solution may be isomorphosed back into his real situation. Now, what if you could stand up in front of a crowd and tell isomorphed stories that really create inspiration and change to people? Well, you can. And with NLP, we'll take them up to a whole new level.